Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. And folks, let me tell you right now, if you missed any part of hour number one, we're on fire this morning, folks. Literally, we are on fire. David Justokas, our constitutional originalist attorney, was with me to kick things off this morning. We got into all kinds of stuff, including a Pennsylvania legislature. David was one of the ones who was there as an election judge and observer in Allegheny County in 2020. He witnessed firsthand the fraud in that election and testified before the Pennsylvania state legislature with Rudy Giuliani right in the middle of all of it. And here we have Pennsylvania legislators who were subpoenaed by the FBI after they kicked down the door of Mar-a-Lago. And I've been telling you all the Monday morning before Mar-a-Lago even happened, I was talking about the comparisons and how you can run the line from Ruby Ridge to Waco to the Bundy Ranch to the Wilderness Reserve and the murder of Lavoie Finicum to January 6th and to what's been happening to those people ever since January the 6th. The FBI is now being used by the Communist Party of America to go after God-fearing, God-loving, Constitution-believing Christian Americans. And they're also working to destroy. On January 6th, free speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to redress the government, and the freedom to peacefully assemble was destroyed. They murdered four Americans. Rosalind Boylan was beat to death by a D.C. Capitol police while she lay unconscious on the ground, on the Capitol grounds. The video of that, if you think pastor's making this up, go watch the real January 6th, which is free with a subscription to the Epic Times. They have the video showing her, beating her. She lost her club, so she picked up a crutch that was lying there and beats the woman with a crutch. They show the flash bombs that were thrown at the two men that the medical examiner said, oh, these were heart attacks. They weren't heart attacks. The D.C. Capitol Police threw compression bombs that hit these men and stopped their hearts. And Ashley Babbitt was murdered. There were two armed officers in that hallway. One of them shot. The other one didn't. It's on video. One of them shot. The other one didn't. It was murder. And the guy who was doing the smashing of the window runs down the stairs, and in the middle of a group of D.C. Capitol Police surrounding him, changes his shirt in what appears to me to be a D.C. Capitol Police uniform. We're in trouble. And free press is now under attack. And shows like mine are being assaulted. I thank God for TECN-TV and the 170, 180,000 people that watch us each and every week. I thank you. I thank you for wanting truth on the Exceptional Conservative Network, which is becoming the Exceptional Christian Network. Thank you, Kenneth McClinton, for that. And I thank those that are watching and that are listening in Utah and across the country on our different stations that we are on, and the guts of the owners of the stations to allow this truth to go out over network, because there are networks that won't allow us to talk about these things, and they want to silence free speech. Verizon has done that with OANN, and my next guest, Marie Fisher, representing Project 21 Black Leadership Network, who I have proudly partnered with for almost 10 years now in the National Center for Public Policy Research, the Free Enterprise Project, and the folks over there, and everyone over at that, David Almasi and the entire crew over there. And it's been my pleasure to partner with them. I welcome Marie Fisher to the program. Marie, God bless you and welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me back. It's the first time I'm on, like, video.
I know, isn't it cool? It's so neat. It's so neat. Well, I appreciate it so much. Wow. So talk to me. OANN, I know, was deplatformed by DirecTV. They went after them on DirecTV first. And now they have been deplatformed. What exactly does it mean that they've been deplatformed from Verizon? How is that going to impact OANN and its viewers?
It makes it harder for them to be found. I mean, I know years ago I found OAN by accident when I had DirecTV. It was before I was very active in the, you know, being active, being a conservative.
Okay.
I just stumbled across it because I was just changing channels. Now they've removed it from Verizon. It's no longer on DirecTV. So it's made it harder for people
Are Verizon and DirecTV the same? They're not. DirecTV
they're not
is
the same.
Okay, that's AT&T. DirecTV is AT&T.
Right.
So what is Verizon its own service?
Yeah, Verizon has a lot of cable services, internet services. Especially, I think they're stronger. They were up in the Northeast.
Okay.
They have a lot up here in the Northeast. They don't have it as much.
Okay.
But because they are, like, when you're subscribing, you can subscribe to, like, if you have cable, you subscribe to Comcast, or you subscribe to Verizon.
Verizon is one of the subscriber options that you have, and Verizon carries its own programming, like CBS, ABC,
right.
CNN, just, Fox News, what have you. And OANN was one of those. Okay, and so now Verizon and their cable affiliates have terminated OANN from the platform.
Right. So that leaves, you know, right now OANN is trying hard just to
survive.
Get out there, to get the message out there. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I stumbled upon it. I wonder how many other Americans stumbled upon OANN, found it, and thought, oh my goodness, like this. This is an alternative viewpoint instead of what you're getting every day from, you know, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, and I hate to say it, sometimes Fox lately.
Oh.
You know, OAN was just something new and different and a refreshing viewpoint.
Fox News just came after, Fox News just came after Steve Kirsch's appearance on Tucker Carlson trying to claim that he was lying, and Naomi Wolf, and we're gonna put that article up today, validated everything that Kirsch said about the millions of vax injuries and the hundreds of thousands and so on and so forth. But Brian Kilmeade at Fox tried to smear Steve Kirsch for the things that he's come out with, the facts. Kirsch has said, I'll debate any one of the CEOs of those pharmaceutical companies. I'll debate anybody anywhere because I know my facts are facts.
Mm-hmm.
And Kilmeade won't debate him. He won't debate him. He's just going to snipe him.
No, that's what they do. They don't like to debate. If you know your facts, they won't debate you because they're not going off facts. They're going off their emotion. Or they're going off what people have been telling them.
And OANN, by the way, when all of that stuff was going on, because everybody has their issues with the Ukrainian situation. I know Ukraine from the inside, going back to 2014. I've got a pastor who's been keeping me abreast of what's going on. The Russians slaughtered, killed orphans in Russia that they were overseeing prior to Russia taking over Crimea. Putin is bad. Don't ever think that Putin is good. If you don't understand Russian propaganda, get this. It's called disinformation, the secret strategy to destroy the West. I promise you, as a Cold War Russian linguist from the United States Air Force, that was my service, I can tell you about Russian disinformation. This is the real deal. General Pachepa, who put this together, the highest-ranking Russian defector, his book, Red Horizon, is what Reagan used in order to deal with Gorbachev, okay? You've got to watch this. That being said, OANN was the network that went all the way over to the Ukraine at their own risk of safety, and found the criminal evidence that linked the Biden vice presidency, the Obama presidency, directly to the Ukrainian crime families and what was going on over there. And that was OANN that did that. So understand, you know, in my opinion, the reason that OANN is bumped off of, you know, AT&T and what have you, and bumped off of Verizon and all this stuff, this is the Biden machine, or not the Biden machine, the Obama machine attacking a network that exposed Obama for the absolute punk and thug and communist that he is.
And I find it ironic because people used to say, oh, Trump is attacking the media. Trump just criticized the media. He never physically did anything. He didn't have the power to do anything. Now you have all these companies that have the power to strip alternative or just, you know, a different viewpoint. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. I mean, and, you know, I understand what you're saying, that he didn't have the power to, but to a degree, I mean, understand that President Trump, Donald Trump, the businessman, was in fact a media mogul. That was his thing. He was a media guy. So could he have done things to interfere with fake news getting out there from that perspective? Perhaps he actually could have. But here's the point. He didn't, because he believes in our Constitution and he believes in free speech. If fake news isn't fake news, then prove it. If you're not fake news, then prove that you're not fake news. Otherwise, I'm going to call you fake. He never said you can't prove that he just said, hey, you're fake news. I'm not going to shut you down. I'm not going to say that you can't keep spreading your lies, but I'm going to call you out for what you are. And if you're not what I say you are, then prove it.
Yeah.
And that is how that
you don't like what they have to say, or
right,
because they could implicate you.
Yeah. No, that is how it should be. It should basically be give people the facts and then let them decide based on what those facts are. Let them use some cognitive reasoning and decide what is the truth. We're going to take a quick break. One of the things that I think that this links to too, and I would like to have you speak to this, Marie, is because within the black community, black conservatism has a difficult time getting a voice into the black community. And in large part because of fake news and because of these kinds of things, DirecTV, Verizon, AT&T, cable companies that only put programming on there that tells the lies, but not that tells the truth. We'll be back about that coming up with Marie Fisher here on Children Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nika products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nika products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest, Marie Fisher. Marie, we were talking about, as we were going into the break, the messaging that happens and the limited ability to have a platform to be able to discuss conservative ideology, especially as a black American, because within the black community, there is this effort to try to control the messages that are there. And David Lowery, who I believe you know, Pastor David Lowery is on with me every Tuesday. We talk about this. Ward Connerly and I talk about this. You know, there's a lot of conversation about it. It is a huge challenge. And now to have an OANN knocked out. But can you talk about the impact in particular that this has relative to limiting the ability for a conservative message to go in and truth to impact the black community?
Well, because you see a lot in the black community, they do listen to a lot of media. They watch a lot of media, watch TV, radio. And when you remove that, like I said, you don't know who's going to, by chance, stumble across a station one day. Like I said, I stumbled across it, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
Before it was a thing. And so I stumbled across it. Can you imagine how many more people stumbled across it, sat, listened to it, and then changed their mind? I mean, a good example is my mother. She, you know, she, subscribes to this package on Dish TV. I'm not sure what it is, but it has mostly religious broadcasting. And so now my mom watches, Jimmy Swaggart's network and their news. They have news within their network and everything. Okay. And my mom is now a fierce conservative. This is a woman who was, you know, voted Democrat all her life. My dad was Republican, but she was now this, my mom's there. She's a fierce conservative. She, you know, argues against her friends, against Trump, and it's just interesting to watch. But so this is an example of how the media, you know, maybe I had a little influence, but it was really the media that was more influential to her.
Making an impact. Else.
Just watching, yeah, making that impact. So when you remove that, or remove stations like such as these, that people can stumble upon, come across, then you're removing that outlet, you're removing that chance for someone to hear an alternative viewpoint. And it also doesn't help in the black community. You now have pastors who for years were, you know, you thought they were doing the word of God, saying the word of God, and now you're hearing them say other things. Heck, you've got a flipping pastor in Congress right now who's pro-abortion. To me, that is just such an oxymoron. How can you say you preach the word of God, and at the same time you're preaching that women should kill their babies?
Well, and yeah, Warnke, and or Warnke, I guess, whatever, however you say it, but yeah, it's
Warlock, okay?
Yeah, there you go. Well, and here's, you know, and here's the thing that's really crazy, and I used to call actually, and I live in Texas, but I used to call Elijah Cummings' office back when he was alive and in Congress all the time, because he was one of the leaders of just absolutely crazy things that he would say and crazy things that he would do. And whenever I would get one of their, one of the people that wouldn't answer the phone, I would say, oh, by the way, have you ever been to the website blackgenocide.org? And they would always say, no. You've never heard of it? No. Oh, you really need to check it out. It's Reverend Childress, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the number one killer of black babies in America is Planned Parenthood. And your boss consistently votes to fund the murder of black babies. Just thought you should know who you're working for. Have a nice day.
Well, people don't realize it's like the black population has been held at 12% and 13%. It has never changed. You see other populations, the Hispanic population has grown in this country because guess what? They believe in family, they believe in God, and despite people think Hispanics are more liberal, in the end of the day, they're not.
Right. Right.
As everybody's learning. But I just wish our people would wake up and realize, or at least open your eyes and look at other viewpoints. Don't shut everything down. So many have been conditioned that if you are not speaking what they're used to hearing, they want to shut you down. They don't want to hear anything else.
Well, you know, as you know, and I know some people have been, you know, kind of, well, I'm going to say a name and you may even roll your eyes, but Kanye West, as an example. You know, Kanye's a guy who basically has, I think, articulated quite well that, hey, I was, you know, very liberal. I believed it. You know, I bought the plantation lie and I realized that it's a lie and I don't buy it anymore. I don't believe the plantation lie anymore. And he's been very vocal about that. My friend Burgess Owens, who he and I are having a little bit of an issue because he voted for the Protect Marriage Act and we're kind of at odds about that particular issue at the moment. But I love Burgess and I love his books and he's a great man and a great godly man. But here's another guy, Pastor David Lowery, you and I were talking about, who he and I've become friends. And he was, he talks about it. I mean, he was a, vice president and then a president for the NAACP chapter there in Chicago, Illinois, as well as the right hand guy for Al Sharpton's National Action Now Network. Yeah. Yeah. He was his number one crisis management guy nationally, organized a lot of their rallies, and then all of a sudden began to wake up and go, what? He's got an organization called Riding While Black. And it's in his biography about what, you know, where, how he has come to the realization of conservatism and God and those, that point of view. And he's a part of Project 21 Black Leadership Network now. So, you know, but you have to be able to get the message out there. And that's our point that we're, that of our segment that we're doing is we got to get that message out there. Marie, God bless you. Thanks for being with me today. It's so nice to see you. Awesome.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break when we come back. Pastor Dave Scarlett is with us, and Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, will be my co-host in this segment. Pastor Dave is a Marine, took the oath, same oath that I took, and we're wondering what happened to the America that we took an oath to defend. We'll be back to talk about all that coming up on Chosen Generation Radio right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back, folks, to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My, I'm telling you, sometimes it just gets a little crazy. Yeah, just a little bit. it's called live TV, live radio, swinging without a net. I don't know. All right, so let me give you a couple of quick things while I'm bringing, you could hear just a little in the background. That's my dear friend Rick Manning co-hosting with me for this segment, waiting for, Dave Scarlett to join us, and, not sure, what might or might not have happened with regards to that. Let me see if I can figure that out, Dave. All right, so there we go. All right, hey, Pastor Dave, you're scheduled on. Sorry, folks, listen to me. I'm on Zoom. There we go. Okay, and I'm gonna send him that Zoom link. So, really quickly, a couple of things. Need your invite your support. CGRwellness.com. If you are interested in improving your health, serious, I really encourage you to check out CGRwellness.com. So the way I understand it is you've got to register first before you get the products, but you can see the products back here behind me. Vibe, Resvante, and Ultrashot. I take all three of those every day. Dramatic improvement in my health since I started taking them. So, okay, he's not going to make it today. All right. So Pastor Dave's not going to be with us today. So that's going to be the deal with regards to that. Anyway, CGRwellness.com, free registration. You can use the code ChosenGenRadio. ChosenGenRadio. Get a $20 discount on your first order of $50 or more. Seed blessings, seed harvest blessings are helpful as well. And we've got these great books. By the way, also, that we're offering as gifts, we've got Mike Dougherty's The Devil Inside the Beltway. Rick, you're familiar with The Devil Inside the Beltway, right? Mike Dougherty?
Yes.
Yes. He lives in the Beltway. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So anyway, but it's a really, this book's been out for probably 10 years. Now, and it is still, it's the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. And now into every single American that voted Republican and specifically voted for Donald John Trump in the 2020 election. 71 million of us. We're all wicked, evil criminals now. That's what they say.
I'll tell you what, it's actually a scary thing. And, you know, when a guy who I've known pretty well throughout my life, who's really become a disappointment, Michael Steele, who was former Lieutenant Governor of the state of Maryland, I can tell you how that happened, and you can blame me to some extent. And then RNC chairman, Republican National Committee chairman, stated after the raid in Mar-a-Lago that the FBI has to assume that all Republicans are armed and dangerous. This is a guy who used to be the head of the Republican National Committee, who has completely lost his senses, and a guy who I used to know very well. And it's shocking. It's shocking to me every time he does something like that, because I sit there and I go, that's not the guy I knew. And yet he'll sit on MSNBC and say most outlandish things. And it's the view as espoused by a former chairman of the RNC, Michael Steele, is that the FBI should consider every Republican to be armed and dangerous. That's the beltway.
I hear that, and I have to tell you, brother, I'm just stunned. I hear that, and I'm honestly stunned. You know, yesterday, really? Okay. So yesterday I was on a program, on my program, but last hour of the day, talking about, and I've been really, Rick, I've been praying and praying and praying and praying into this as far as Christian response and what's right. The right godly response and so on to the stuff that's going on. And the Lord led me over to Ezekiel and, you know, through the book of Ezekiel and then into Revelation and how the saints lay down their lives and, you know, just different things of that nature. Okay. And so I'm like, okay, so yes. And then he had me, focusing in on the five missionaries from Ecuador that went back in the 1950s, you know, that, and if you'll remember, Nate Saint, was the dad. Steve Saint was the son, and he's still doing as iTech and what have you. And I've met Steve. He's a great guy. Cause I promoted the movie. When that movie came out.
These are the missionaries yes. who were missionaries to a tribe in Ecuador, were mm-hmm. killed by the tribe.
All five.
And then going back, all five, and then, but what the gospel lived, even though they died, and Steve Saint went back to that village and discovered that they had become.
Well, they led them. The saints actually are the ones who led them to Christ by their example.
Right.
And then ultimately Steve and his family adopted the man who killed his dad. And Steve's children called him Grandpa. It's an amazing story. But here's the thing. So he took me back to that. And so I was, you know, sharing about how as believers, right, you know, I mean, I'm a guy who took on a truck to save my daughter's life. I'd take a bullet and I'll fight, for the protection of my family. And yet, you know, we're called with this lay down your life thing. And so I'm praying more into that last night and praying into it last night. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, now I want to show you this. Those Ecuadorians had never heard the gospel and were unsaved, unreached sinners. These individuals that are doing this don't fall under that classification. These individuals that are doing this are of a reprobate mind. They have chosen to reject me and to raise creation above me. They've chosen technocracy. They have chosen the creature over the creator. They have chosen to make themselves gods. They're reprobate. And they're coming after the one thing that I said, don't touch. They're coming after the children. So there's no mercy. There's no lying down your life. There is, when they break the door down, end them. End them. That's not go out into the streets and spill blood. That's when they cross the line. They've crossed the line. And parents, you need to get your kids out of public school. I just had a segment with Peter LaBarbera, Rick. And part of what I read, which is in what's called the Family Life and Sexual Health Curriculum that is in the public school through the Comprehensive Sex Education Curriculum. I read a portion of it, but I had to leave out the words that I couldn't read on air. And if I stood on the sidewalk in front of the school and either read this material or handed this material out, I would be arrested. Arrested. And this is the perversion that they are doing. And most recently they said that this is the institutionalized transgender. Let me see. This is Boston Children's Hospital. Did you hear about this one?
I did not.
Gender affirming hysterectomies for children at the age of, yes. Boston Children's Hospital is selling gender affirming hysterectomies for children. And double mastectomies for children ages 15 and over without parental consent.
Are you stunned? Yeah, I actually am stunned.
And Richard Levine, remember, said we must empower kids to get or to go on puberty blockers and get sex reassignment surgery. That's a direct quote from the assistant director of public health in the Biden administration.
And if you, and I was at a rally last week.
Hold that. We're going to come right back to that. We got a 4 minute break. We're going to come back to that at a rally last week. Don't forget that thought coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to ask folks, Pastor Dave is an incredible man of God. Pastor Dave Scarlett, His Glory is the name of the ministry. And if you haven't watched any of his stuff at His Glory, I really encourage you to get over to hisglory.me, hisglory.me. But will you do me a favor just right now? Just pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak healing over Pastor Dave and over every member of his staff that is under attack right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Angels that have been assigned to do warfare, we ask you right now, and we ask that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon those angels to re-energize them to do the necessary warfare on behalf of Pastor Dave, so that this will be a glorious day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, brother. Let me let you tell the story about the gathering you went to. And then I'd like to, if you don't mind, maybe we could talk a little bit about what we shared in the break about the spiritual aspect of this, because it's
sure.
It's real.
I was invited to speak at a rally in front of the Department of Education in D.C., dealing with the Title IX regulation, which the Biden administration is pushing forward. In this Title IX regulation, it deals with a lot of different things, but I spoke on due process and how it basically tears down due process rights of students on campuses when they're accused of sexual assault or sexual harassment,
yeah.
Or even misgendering somebody. where you're guilty until proven, and you can't even offer proof of innocence, let alone prove innocence.
Right.
So that's the, so that's what I spoke on. But a lot of the focus of the rally was on the normalization of transgender policy, and not just policy, but really taking it, making it federal law that your schools have to be doing, have to be pushing transgenderism. And that is a, that was a large part of the rally, what a lot of the speakers spoke about. There were 30 speakers at the rally, so it was a big, you know, a lot of different people were there. And it was a, and so there is a regulation right now that is being proposed that would do that. And I'm going to get Pastor Greg the link to the actual place where people can comment against this regulation and encourage comments. And so you can put that up on the website later on this afternoon. But
okay,
that's something people can actually do, a tangible thing you can do, and that is to comment against the regulation. And in doing so, the Department of Education has to read every single comment. They have to deal with every single comment.
And I'll tell you what needs to happen. Yeah, what needs to happen with them, I'm sorry, Ray, but what needs to happen with them is the federal government has no business being involved in education, period. That whole thing was created to shift America away from our bedrock of traditional values. That was what was done in the 1920s when they created it, when Dewey created it. The whole purpose behind it was the destruction of family values and traditional biblical values. And that's where it started.
No, that's correct. Of course, the Department of Education was created under Carter, but it's a, but the federal, that's kind of the culmination of the consolidation of federal power over education.
Yeah, 50 years of working towards that. Yeah.
And in 50 years, our children are less educated. They've fallen down the ranks of the world in terms of education rankings.
Yeah.
And so with the federalization of education, has created equitable education. It means everybody gets bad education. Nobody gets a good education.
Yeah.
Unless you homeschool or go to a private school. So that's been Donald Trump last week came out for the first time it's been said by Republicans in 10 years, came out for the elimination of the Department of Education.
Yay!
And I think it's time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know if I mentioned this in our first part of this segment. I mentioned it in with Peter LaBarbera, but a doctor at Boston Children's Hospital, I said it to you off air, I think. A doctor at Boston Children's Hospital put out a video selling gender affirming hysterectomies for children with gender dysphoria. Related procedures like double mastectomies are available at the hospital to minors as young as 15 without parental consent. Not to be outdone, Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh is putting out videos promoting puberty blockers for kids. Ka-ching, ka-ching. The institutionalization, this is written, by the way, by Christopher Wright at the Daily Skirmish. You can find it. The institutionalization of transgenderism. The institutionalization, last paragraph, of transgenderism is occurring not only in children's hospitals, but in the federal government and world medical societies. Remember that it was Richard Levine. Yes, his name is Richard. He wants to be called Rachel, and he wants to dress in a dress and parade around embarrassing the U.S. Navy. But his real name is Richard. And he says that kids need to be empowered to receive surgical and chemical gender transitioning abilities. But here it is. So the Biden administration spent $1.5 million to develop feel-good programs for transgender inmates. It's proposing also a new rule to force private insurers to pay for children's sex change drugs and surgery. And the World Professional Association of Transgender Health lowered its recommended age for transgender drugs by 2 years to age 14 and by 1 year for some surgeries to age 15. Adults making choices in these matters is one thing, but there's a rush on to push life-altering transgenderism on kids who aren't even legally competent to consent to a car loan.
Well, also aren't legally competent to engage in sexual activity. And so you're essentially saying you can mutilate yourself without parental consent. You can mutilate yourself, and the government will facilitate that in every way. And the healthcare establishment will facilitate that in every way. But if you come in and you say, I want to smoke buy a cigarette, they won't let you because it's not healthy for you. Okay. So understand, the same government that says you can't buy a cigarette until the age of 18 is now, it wants you to be able to go and self-mutilate at the age of 15.
And that leads us, folks, to what Rick and I were talking about, and I'd like to close our segment with this. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, this is not it is manifesting itself in the natural. But the fact of the matter is that this is a significant and gigantic spiritual battle. It is a spiritual war that we are in. And I just want to encourage you to be spiritually prepared. So put on your helmet of salvation, put on your breastplate of righteousness, gird your loins with truth, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel, sword of the spirit, and your shield of faith. God bless you. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio on the other side.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.